You're listening to the Abundant Life Homeschooling Podcast, where you can learn to have life abundantly through choosing a homeschool experience for your kids. We encourage families to create a faith-based homeschooling experience and equip them as they take on the task of raising up their children in the way they should go. To learn more and to join the revolution, visit us at www.abundantliferevolution.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Abundant Life Homeschooling Podcast.
Hello, hello.
I'm Dan.
I'm Kevin.
Thanks a lot for taking time to join us. Welcome. This is episode one for us, one of what we hope is a whole lot. So this podcast is a part of a network that we're calling the Abundant Life Revolution. We spent a long time stressing over what our name should be, and we kind of settled on Abundant Life Revolution for a couple of reasons. I guess the abundant piece of it is we want people to experience abundance in their lives. The definition of abundant is marked by plenty, marked by great plenty, and not really talking about money in material things. But I don't know, Kevin, how would you think of abundance and what does that mean for people?
Yeah, I think when we first started kicking around names and talking about abundant or abundance, it really spoke just to the whole idea of not just necessarily settling for what maybe the community, I don't know, I don't want to say the community norm is, but not just settling. I think a lot of the times we fall into, this is all I'll have, this is all I'll ever get, and I guess this is good enough.
This is just the way my family is.
This is right. This is the way my parents have been. This is the way my grandparents have been. And not that that's all bad, but I think sometimes, yeah, I think personally there's that draw of like, I have all of this and I'm grateful and appreciative of everything that I have. And there still seems to be something that needs to click. There's something more. And it's not possession. It's not having a better, it's not having a better minivan or a cooler minivan or the sweeter sedan, or the, yeah, the next
house.
Yeah. It's not the next level home or the bigger yard or whatever it is. It's the quality that comes out of that. And I think that's for me is where abundance comes from. Like I've got kids and they're awesome. Right. And it's that energy and drive and putting into it that makes it the family abundant. So it is, it's really getting past that the concept of in order to have a bigger, better life, it's gathering more materialists, more materialistic things, or the shinier things. It's right. That competition with the Joneses and beating them by one thing. It's not that, it's scratching that whole idea and yeah. Really, really digging into what does it mean to have that all-encompassing abundance
right
in life.
Yeah, and I think of it too in terms of like the relationships that we have within our family.
Right. Like
the relationship between husband and wife and between parents and kids. And I think both of us in our lives have seen so many instances of the lack of abundance and what that can do to especially kids.
Right.
In terms of how they view life, how they view what is important. And I think if you were to ask most families, like, what do you want for your kids? They would want their kids to be happy. They would want their kids to care about others and be compassionate and to be people of integrity.
Right.
And that those things matter more than the material things that you were just talking about. But in terms of how a lot of people organize their priorities and organize what they emphasize to their kids, they emphasize it backwards.
Right.
Like, be successful. The point of school is to get the best job that you can and make the most money that you can so you can retire as early as you can to have as much stuff as you can. And somewhere along the line that I think what people think of as abundance gets lost.
Absolutely.
It gets lost in explicit communication to kids and just what's implied in the house too. So yeah, that the overall feeling that there's something more for our family, that there's something more for my kids, but I just don't know how to find it.
Right.
I think that's our point, is that we want to help you find it.
Yeah.
And the word revolution, you're probably thinking of like conflict and wars when you hear the word revolution. But one of the definitions of revolution is it's a sudden and radical change in the way that you think about or visualize something.
Right.
To change your paradigm, the way that you look at something. And for this particular podcast, it's going to be the way that you look at the education of your kids. By and large, society says, you send your kids to school. It's just what we do here. And that's just the way things are. And you have a whole bunch of other people raise your kids. And I don't say that to bash teachers because, man, I've known a ton of great teachers. I work with several right now. But as parents, there's nothing more important than you raising your kids and you being right. the ones to teach them the way that you want them to live. And so that requires a change in the way you think about schooling, which is kind of the point of us doing a podcast about homeschooling, because we think that homeschooling is one of the ways that families can experience that abundance that we were talking about. Right. I think both of us in our lives and in the lives of our families, we've experienced that. Mm-hmm. And we've experienced it to a degree that we want to share that with everyone right. else. It's unlocked so much for our families, and there's no reason that every family can't experience the abundance that our families have experienced.
Totally. Right. And it's, I think, coming from, I guess, my mindset and standpoint sometimes is always to make sure I'm checking myself and staying humble and playing through life with some humility. So I think some people are quick to, like, I don't know, like, lock onto, like, right, the I can't, that'll never be, there's no way I can do that. So some of this is absolutely that personal challenge and taking a step out, taking a step in faith into something that is totally new, right? So we talk about stepping out of our comfort zones and step into the courage zone, they call it, or that unknown place. But the idea with the podcast as well in growing an interactive community with this is being able to connect with people that are going to be able to guide through that and help you and bounce ideas off and do it. And I think that's with all life. So, right, my wife and I just started. This is our second year doing homeschool. And it started with kind of that wake-up call, right? Like, wait a second, there's got to be more as we watch our kids just shuffle through the norm of the day. And it wasn't going anywhere. It was the track, right? Do this next, do that next. And it was just that checklist kind of education. And it didn't feel good and it didn't feel right. And that's where we were like, there's got to be more, right? Now what do we need to do and how do we connect with that and grow? And the same thing, family-wise too. So it's that drive of, yeah, how can we get this going and growing and doing more and settling on, right, the morals and values that lead to that abundant life, right? So it's that self-check of what exactly, right, morals, values, and the direction we want to go.
Yeah, this is my family's, gosh, I've lost track, 7th or 8th year homeschooling? I've lost track now, it's been a while. But talk a little bit about, I mean, you referenced a little bit, like, the idea that there's something out there for you to, like, your family was missing something, right? Like, there was something else out there that was available to your family that you couldn't access with your kids going to school every day. Talk a little bit more about, like, how you guys made that decision to start homeschooling and maybe some of the benefits that you've seen from it in the short time you've been doing it.
I guess the planting seed and kind of the kicker that began that, right, if we talk about goals and visions of doing something more for our kids, was just the daily routine and pattern of going to school all day long and then coming home and doing, I don't know, sometimes 2 to 3 hours of homework. And it was just paperwork. It wasn't anything like that connected deeper or meaning or like stretched their brains. It really was the monotony of like, fill this out, do the next one. Yeah. And we were just like, man, there's 3 hours of our family life gone. And it wasn't connect, right? We're not connecting as a family. We're not like figuring out where each other are at and what's going on and like enjoying family. It's like, let's sit at the table and let's do another worksheet, everybody, because this is going to be awesome. And they're tired and they're exhausted from school already. And the last thing on their mind is like, do more, right? My wife and I are like, we worked all day. Like, we want to kick back too. But, right, there was that element of taking away from that family time, totally counterproductive to the idea of family, right? It's not a family anymore. It's like, now it's like another business office. And who, right, people automatically start connecting like, oh, it's work. It's a I have to thing. So the joy was gone from it. And by the grace of God, honestly, right, the people we started connecting with, right, you and your wife and others, happened to be in the homeschool world. It wasn't like we were seeking, right, homeschool communities out or starting to, like, say, forget school, we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do the school day thing. But it was, and it was engaging in those conversations, and it was seeing that there was a different way to do school that lined up with the vision we had as our family, right? And I think that was the important part is, Kim and I always had, right, the vision of our family and what it looked like. And I think naturally when anything kind of interrupts our picture and our vision, we get a little frustrated and we get a little angry, and people need to start making decisions. Do you just accept it as this is what it is, suck it up and keep going? Or do you start getting solution focused? Like, what are some different ways to get around this and do this differently? Mm-hmm. So that was it. And that was kind of the starting point of what does it look like for our family specifically to do homeschooling? What is the reality of it and figuring out those puzzle pieces and how it's going to connect to make that happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's different from any other family or anybody else out there that wants a goal or a vision for anything, whether it's their family, whether it's school or a job. It's setting, right? You set that vision and that goal and go from there. Mm-hmm. And then starting to connect with the right people. So by all means, anybody out, you know, whoever's listening to this, I'm not a doctorate. I don't have a doctorate degree. I don't have a master's degree, but I learned it through life, mm-hmm. right? And it's constantly learning and constantly keeping my mind open to the solutions that are out there. Mm-hmm. So my hopes are that nobody closes the door as soon as they hear a word they think doesn't fall within their possibilities. Like, scrap that. Be a possibility thinker. Be solution focused and start connecting with it. Yep. And working for it. So, and
that's a lot of the idea with the word revolution too, right? Like,
right.
People just being closed off to an idea the first time they hear the word homeschooling. Oh, I can't do that.
Right.
Or homeschoolers are all socially inept and a bunch of dorks. And I don't want my kids to be dorks.
The weirdos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's going to take that revolution in your own mind to revolutionize the way that you think about homeschoolers.
Absolutely.
And my family, the way that we got started wasn't all that different from yours. My daughter, who's 14 now, was going to school. She went to public school for kindergarten and first grade and then part of second grade. And we found that every day when she came home from school, she just wasn't herself. You know, she's the type of kid that takes on the emotions and the energy of everybody that surrounds her.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
She's not able to compartmentalize that stuff. I mean, even to this day, you know, as a 14-year-old, she struggles with that.
I don't think there are a lot of kids who...
Yeah. And so she was bearing the burden of every kid mm-hmm. that was in her class, let alone some negative experiences with teachers, etc. Mm-hmm. And she was just a child that we didn't recognize. And so my wife, who's also felt a lifelong calling to just being a mom mm-hmm. and raising kids and was really questioning the, you know, I've waited my entire life to be a mom and have kids. Why do I send them off every day?
That was
to be with somebody else, right?
Like, so my wife's idea too.
I've waited my whole life to be a mom. Now I'm a mom and I want to get rid of my kid.
Right.
So she was really the driving force behind it. And I mean, I worked in public schools at that time. I've worked in public schools basically my entire adult life. And I think public schools do a lot of things incredibly well. Mm-hmm. And I think public schools, like having great public schools, is incredibly important. But in terms of finding that abundance for your family, mm-hmm. I think homeschooling is definitely one of those ways that you can achieve that and unlock some things that aren't available otherwise. You know, and so we started homeschooling halfway through my daughter's second grade year. My son wasn't school age yet, and she's been homeschooled ever since. And my son has never known anything but being a homeschooler. He went to like a 3-year-old preschool for whatever a school year, but you know, that doesn't really count. Not really, just go and play with friends all day. Anyway, and so I was really reluctant at first, and that's another thing that I would say to people who are listening out there too, is if you're reluctant right now, you're not alone. Like, mm-hmm. I was incredibly reluctant about homeschooling at first. I would probably say that I'm one of the most unlikely homeschooling supporters you'd ever find, because of how passionate I have been, and I still am, about public education and teachers and the amazing work they do. Mm-hmm. But I really truly believe from a family standpoint, homeschooling is the way to go. So I guess let's talk for a couple minutes about some goals that we have for the podcast. And I'll kick it off by just saying that my hope, and just building on what we were just talking about, I really want to cause a shift in the way that you, as a listener, views what homeschooling is. Mm-hmm. And that's where the word revolution comes in. We want you to radically shift your thinking, to change your thinking and cause a paradigm shift, so that instead of whatever picture is in your mind right now, when mm-hmm. we talk about a homeschool kid,
right,
like inevitably you've got a stereotype in your mind. Yeah. We want you to change what that is. And we'll do that through just our experiences and talking about our experiences and what we've learned and sharing ideas with you, but also through talking with homeschool kids, talking with homeschool families that we know, and hopefully some that we don't know yet.
Right.
So if you are involved in the homeschooling world, we want you to join this revolution, right? We know that the people who are in the homeschool world are really passionate about it. They believe in it because they've seen the abundance that it can provide for their family.
Right.
And so we want to talk to and hear from you too. So I guess I would say, yeah, that the first goal is to get you to change the way, to revolutionize in your mind what homeschooling is and what it's capable of.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Just start stirring thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. Within your mind, your imagination. I think sometimes life can just totally become draining and overwhelming. Definitely in right today's day. But the idea is to not let that settle and not just start to fall into a daze and be the zombie that wakes up and just does the day and goes home and does that and goes to bed. And
yep.
Right. Days meld together and there's nothing, right? You go to bed and like, oh, there's another day, or a day where you dread Monday. Like that's, yeah. So mm-hmm. the idea is, yeah, shake it up. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah, you do that. You go to bed day after day after day. And then before you know it, your kid's 18.
Right.
And gone.
And that's it. And it's gone. And you're like, well,
where'd that go?
Wait, what?
Did I really do enough?
And that was, yeah. And as a dad, that's kind of my challenge, right? I step into like, when I grew up and man, my parents worked hard, right? They did the 9-to-5 job. And my dad did the 9-to-5 or the 3-to-9 or the 11-to-7, right? First, second, third shift. And there were times and periods and seasons in our life where we just passed each other. Mm-hmm. I get home from school, he's sleeping because he's getting ready for third shift. And there wasn't that relationship, right? Now that looking back, like I wish I had with my dad, right?
Right.
And it's not that it was horrible and bad or anything, but that was life. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, I don't think it was anything they pictured, right? I don't think anybody goes into starting a family of like, oh, I'm so excited to go to work and miss out on my kid today. Yep. Or, oh, I'm super excited to not see my kid play this game because I got to go to work. Mm-hmm. But that's where, yeah, I mean, if we don't take charge and we don't make that active choice, mm-hmm. Right, to choose abundance and mm-hmm. to choose life that way, then, right, life takes over.
Yep.
And other people make decisions for you. And, there's always somebody out there to gobble up things.
Yep. So, yeah, that the first goal is to get you to change the way you think about it. The second goal, then, is to just really encourage you to join the homeschooling community and to not only encourage you to join it, and give you the reasons why you should do so, but also to provide you encouragement once you've taken that leap of faith, mm-hmm. and to provide you, hopefully, thirdly, with the knowledge and skills that you'll need to be successful. So I think each of us brings kind of a unique skill set to helping with that, mm-hmm. in that my kind of area of expertise is in designing curriculum, and from an educational standpoint, like, how can you successfully teach your children? How can you make sure that they can still accomplish the academic goals that you want for them, right? Like, mm-hmm. while still providing abundance for your family and coming up with creative curriculum ideas and things like that. Whereas yours is more related to kind of like the family dynamic piece.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so for, I guess, 20 years. I have been working with children who struggle with various mental health issues and families, and trying to figure out how those family cycles work and how the habits and everything that kind of involves in a family, right? Their foundations. Just working on small changes and moves and ways to, that they approach life or are thinking, make those differences. So it's really been focused on looking at all those things that are standing in the way between where they're at right now and where they want to be. And they all have them, right? And there, and there's those just small things where you bring awareness to it, right? You shed some light on this one thing. If you just tweak it a little bit, will have these huge impacts on your family in general and yourself. So that's, I wanted to, I love that. I love tackling that area and challenging, right? So the whole idea is being open and looking at some of those things. So, so absolutely, right? It's those family dynamics that are just kind of standing in the way between life. Yeah, we're making it, we're squeaking by. And abundantly, right? Having this abundance in, like, experiencing it, right? Connecting that if you got that picture and that vision and what it would feel like to have that life abundantly, right? Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
And I think in order to absolutely maximize the abundance that your family experiences, like, you need those two things to go hand in hand when it comes to homeschooling. Like, you need the solid family dynamics, and you also need to have the good educational background, right? Because you still want your kids to excel and to do well in school and to have a great learning experience as they're growing up. So I think those two things go hand in hand.
Right.
So yeah, I guess just to summarize kind of the three goals: cause you to change the way you think about homeschooling and change the picture that you have in your mind about what a homeschool kid is and what a homeschool family is. And then secondly, to encourage you to jump in on this journey and to take a leap of faith and to just start homeschooling, to go for it, to see if you can unlock that same abundance for your family that I've been so fortunate to find.
Right.
And then give you that encouragement as you go along. And then thirdly, just to help you with the knowledge and the skills that you're going to need with regards to something as simple as, like, I'm with my kid all day
right
now. How does that change our family dynamic and how do we deal with that to, like, what do I teach and how do I teach it?
Right.
So in terms then of kind of the structure of what our podcast will look like, we're hoping that episodes will be right about 30 minutes-ish. Don't want them to be too long. We're going to organize them into series so that we can kind of group topics together in a way that makes sense. So the first series that we're going to tackle is why you should homeschool. Just lay out the reasons for you in terms of why you should jump into this adventure and to revolutionize the way that you educate your kids. And so that series will consist of us talking about some ideas and some things that we've experienced. We're also going to bring in some other homeschooling families to talk about what they've experienced with regards to the topics that we're going to outline in terms of why you should homeschool. And we also want to talk to homeschooling kids so that you can get a perspective from them about kids who are currently being homeschooled, kids maybe who were in public school world and now are being homeschooled, so they can compare and contrast. And then also maybe some kids who were homeschooled and are out in the world now, right? Like, they've graduated and are doing things so that they can give their perspective on how being homeschooled prepared them for life out there. So yeah, the why you should homeschool. And then we're going to, I anticipate it'll be a pretty long series about myth busting about homeschooling, like all those stereotypes that are in your brain right now. We want to help break those down and tell you why those are wrong and bust those myths. And then definitely are going to do a series about forming community as a homeschooling family, because I tell people all the time, and I probably told you, Kevin, at least 100 times, that, like, the secret sauce is you need to have a good community level of support. And we're really fortunate with where we live to have that. But not only then talking about how that works, but also how can you build it?
Right.
How can you build it where you live?
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that you can experience it. And then just educational topics, family topics, and helping you as parent, how do you be a better teacher of your own kids? And we'll obviously, like I said, do lots of interviews with current homeschool parents, current homeschool kids, and then
parents and kids who maybe did that journey and are now on a, you know, different stage of life, so they can talk about how it impacted their family. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's kind of an overview of the Abundant Life Homeschooling Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a kind of a sister podcast that goes with this one, specifically more focused on families. So I guess we would encourage you to listen to both of them, because mm-hmm. I think together they can really help you get a handle on unlocking that abundance that is right there for your family to take, right?
Like, right, right.
You maybe have that sense that, like, is this, like, all there is to my life?
Yeah.
Like, I go to bed every day, and then I get up, and I go to work, and I don't see my kid. And
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, maybe my kid gets into trouble, or they're in relationships I don't want them to be in.
Right.
we're struggling with school for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, there is a better way out there.
Yeah.
And we want to help show that to you.
Right. Right. So, yeah, a huge part of it is going to be empowering parents, mm-hmm. right, to say, like, you can do more. You don't have to settle. And really growing. And I think that's what I think I'm most excited about is the interactive piece. Mm-hmm. And it's hearing from other parents from all sides.
Yep.
And being able to come to the table and talk and brainstorm and really just, right, be solution focused.
Mm-hmm.
And just growing. That's yep. that's it. And being, yeah. Empowered. Just
yeah.
being empowered is so it's motivating, and just knowing that there's other people that have your back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can get right. Life can get draining, and life mm-hmm. can seem just drags.
Yeah.
If nobody's behind you helping you keep a fire lit.
Yeah, and I don't mean to give the impression that making the choice to homeschool is easy. I don't mean to give the impression that homeschooling itself is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that our wives would be the first to say that it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's demanding.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side is that it's really worth it.
Right.
And that it provides so much for your family that you wouldn't otherwise have access to. So, all right. So
yeah.
We'll wrap up episode one here. Thanks a lot for listening. Appreciate it.
And, welcome, everybody.
Yeah. I hope that you're ready to revolutionize your thinking about homeschooling, and you're ready to empower yourself and make the choice to have life and to
have it abundantly.
This podcast is a part of the Abundant Life Revolution, where we seek to transform the world and reveal God's kingdom through equipped and strengthened families. Join the revolution by visiting www.abundantliferevolution.com, subscribing to and rating and reviewing our podcasts, and following us on social media. Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember, don't just have life, have it abundantly.